Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. McDonald's says its first quarter profit climbed nearly 4% as more customers came to the Golden Arches for a cheap meal. McDonald's said this morning that profit rose to $979.5 million, or 87 cents per share, from $946.1 million, or 81 cents per share last year. Meanwhile, Morgan Stanley says it lost $578 million after paying preferred dividends in the first quarter. The New York-based bank posted a loss of 57 cents per share for the January to March period. It also lost $1.6 billion in December. Analysts expected a loss of just 8 cents per share. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 78.97, down 72 points. The NASDAQ 1634, down 9.5. And the S&P 500 at 840 is down 9.21 points.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
On behalf of Todd Gleason and I, we would want to thank the 105 listeners who called in support of agricultural programming during our recently concluded spring membership campaign. Thanks to your tremendous generosity, 5 Ag Business Partners, AgriGold Hybrids, Cadent EFG, Bates Commodities, Risk Management Commodities, and the Andersons will be sending us a check for $1,250. Special thanks to some of the folk who put us over the top yesterday morning, Jim Green of Mattoon, Martha Lampman of Urbana, John Emerson of Genoa, Robert White, Bob Morris, and Tony Lorenzen of Chrisman, and Robert Brame of Warrensburg. Overall, our spring membership drive received $152,930 in support of WILL, and again, our thanks. Joining us now with a look at the agricultural forecasts is our very own Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. And first off, the warmer, drier air is moving into the Midwest, but some of the computer models indicating not so dry this weekend, as disturbances moving across the plains could bring some scattered showers and actually some locally heavy rain is possible in portions of Kansas and in through areas off to our west. Many locations, again, will benefit from the much warmer conditions that will be moving into the area, although many locations in Illinois just not ready to get into the fields. Things are too wet. And again, the computer models are indicating that there will be a chance for a little bit of light rain tomorrow evening across the Illinois-Indiana region. It doesn't look like it's going to be too heavy, but then another chance for some scattered showers and some thunderstorms in the region over the weekend as a disturbance moves in to Illinois and Indiana. It looks like Saturday evening, and then pushing to the south and east for Ohio and Kentucky. Looking at potential for some rain, possibly Sunday or Monday. Regardless, the warmer weather is going to help to alleviate some of the wet fields, and if we can avoid the precipitation that the computer models are indicating across the northern Corn Belt for much of the next week, it looks like things should start to get a little bit better for getting out into the fields. In South America, they had more rain across northern and in through central Brazil, and Argentina was mainly dry, so the harvest continues in a pretty strong fashion in those countries. It does look like conditions will remain pretty nice for the late season crop maturation and harvest across both Argentina and Brazil. And any rain that does come in will just cause brief delays to field work. No harm to unharvested crop is expected. In the western states, the leading edge of much cooler weather is pushing into the Pacific Northwest. The record-setting heat from California into the Rockies will continue to melt the high-elevation snowpack and also promote field work and crop development. Across the plains, again, warm, dry weather favors field work and the rapid growth of the winter grains and emerging summer crops across that area. Still too dry in many locations, and it does look like they have relatively light chances or relatively low chances for some light precipitation there. The warmer air moving in from the southwest and pushing into the southwest portion of the Midwest, and that includes Missouri today. Cool conditions will persist across the eastern Great Lakes and into the eastern Corn Belt, but that milder weather will continue its surge into that direction. And in the south, warmth is overspreading the delta. That does look like it's going to help dry out some of these soggy fields. They've had the bands of rain that moved through the south, southeastern states over the last couple of weeks, and it looks like the only area in the south right now that could really use a good downpour of rain would be across central and southern Florida. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 563, down a quarter, last trade up 4 3/4. The July 572 and a quarter unchanged, last trade up 6. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade 510.5, up 1. Last trade up 5 3/4. July 521 up a quarter, last trade up 5.5. May corn 374.5, up a half, last trade up 2.5. July 383.5, up a half, last trade up 2.25. December 403 3/4, up a quarter, last trade up 2.5. May beans 10.41 up 3, last trade up 3 3/4. July 10.35 1/4, up 2 1/4, last trade up 3.5. November 9.32 1/2, up 1.5, last trade down 3. May soybean meal 3.25.50 up 20, last trade down 30. May soybean oil 36.20 up 7, last trade up 21. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Dave.
Before we get into some particulars, let me get your overall thoughts about how the trade has been going thus far this week. Just some general comments.
Well, essentially, it's doing about what it should. We had some real downtrending market there rapidly. I don't remember what day it was, but it sold way off and it got way overdone. So consequently, we bought it back yesterday, essentially. And we've got a lot of things going on out there. Planting progress. We've got some setbacks there. Illinois, in particular, it's not getting any corn in the ground, which is, usually when that thing happens and you have a state that produces that much corn, you're going to start seeing some higher prices for corn down the road. But having said that, as rapidly as the farmers can plant grain anymore, it's just not, it's still a pretty big factor, but it's still an unknown. So I think we're waiting to see whether this next week is going to dry up or not. And, there's a little mixed feeling about whether we're going to get rain next week or this weekend and whether we're not, whether we're going to dry up. Obviously, we're going to get warmer, which is going to help things a lot.
It seems to me that traders up in Chicago are of a mindset that the corn will get in the ground when it gets in the ground, and then they have short-term memories and say, well, we were so late last year and we put together such a big crop, and they probably are forgetting what kind of July we had. We had a tremendous July.
You're right. But you're starting to hear a little talk out of Chicago. I know I was reading several wires this morning, and there is some current concern about Illinois corn. And here in central Illinois, obviously, you look outside your back door, which is pretty easy for us to do. There's quite a bit of water standing around. It's going to take a while for that to dry up. So we need some heat. We need a little wind with it, and we don't need any more rain. probably a 10-day window would get us planted on corn, which is just exactly what the doctor would order.
Why is July soybeans losing on the spread in November?
Well, essentially, the demand picture is starting to wane just a little bit, even though we still got China out there saying, hey, look, we're going to continue to stockpile more beans, which should support the market. But we also have South America coming into play right now. We're beginning to see more and more export beans out of Brazil and Argentina. We also, you know, have a number of things going on. India buying soy oil. And it's one thing after another. We've got enough demand out there for soybeans right now and soybean products. It's going to keep this market kind of supported for a while. Now, as this weather picture presents itself, if it continues to be wet, are we going to force more soybean acres? It's highly possible. So, you know, there's still a lot of unknown right there, and that's what we're waiting to see what's going to happen here over the next 30 days.
Tom, your calls for the morning then, please.
I'd call corn 2 to 4 higher. Soybeans probably mixed to a little bit higher, and call wheat up 2 to 4.
Thank you very much, sir. Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. You can listen to our analysis and weather information 24/7 on the web. Go to WILLAG.org. Lots of goodies there. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.